Blog Talk Radio.
How well do you know you? Yes, I know, right? Well, you may be thinking, Coach Adams, what exactly do you mean? And you may be saying, I am intrigued. Well, you know, I want us to grow together and go on a journey of discovery and explore this very question. How well do you know you? Let's lean into it.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, lifestyle, personal, and professional coach, master motivator, Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful. That's the feedback that you, our regular listening audience, have given us. And so we encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four and the letter U. You know, our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally. I know you want to win. I'm in the process with you. Allow me to set up the framework to today's broadcast and what we have going on. Well, I will share with you for about 40 minutes in today's programming around our subject, and if time permits, we will open our lines up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments around today's topic. You know, this always lends to a more richer environment, which we absolutely love, and so we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. But before we jump into today's topic, we are asking that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's programming with you. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, send an email. Go old school. Send a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, you know what? I think you get it. We're asking that you do what you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We want you to know that we extend our heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win, and the question or thought that we are processing is this: your only limit is Y-O-U. Your only limit is Y-O-U. So why are you in your way? Think about that. Why are you in your way? Here's a thought to process. How well do you know you? We come back to that golden question. How well do you know you? Are you growing on your journey? I want to stimulate the thought processes today. Why? Because as we established on last week, growth is the only guarantee that tomorrow is going to get better. So if you want a better tomorrow, as I hear Annie singing in my head, tomorrow. Okay, that's not my anointing. I love you tomorrow, but you get the point. You're only a day away. So in order for us to grow on our journey, the only guarantee that tomorrow is going to be better is growth. And in order for us to grow, we must have an awareness. We must have that insight and know who we are. We must know ourselves in order to grow ourselves. You know, one of my favorite masterminds, private masterminds that I do fairly regularly, is 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth by my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell. And this is one that I'm constantly, especially toward the end of the year, I'm reflecting often, but I often will look at, as the year is coming to a close, how has the year been? What has worked well for me? Am I growing? Where do I need to adjust? What are those opportunities and areas that I need to make adjustments, tweak, so that I can get greater results, different results as we go into this next season? I really wanted us to process right now, in this moment, who are you? Do you know who you are? Oftentimes, we don't achieve our goals. Oftentimes, we are not living a life of passion and purpose. Bottom line, because we don't know who we are. And in order for us to grow to the next level, I know you have big, audacious dreams, and you've been struggling. You're looking at, oh, my gosh, this year is vastly coming to a close. Before we know it, be new year again. It seemed as though we just set it right around the corner, and already 11 months have almost come to a close. We only have about 40-ish days left in this new year. And I know you're reflecting. If you're not, you should start reflecting on where you are in association with where you have desired to go. You should start to look at, the goals that I set for myself at the top of the year, how am I progressing on this journey with fulfilling them? If you're not where you desire to be, if you're not growing at the level of what you desire, to grow yourself, you must know yourself. You must have that insight and awareness of you. You know, I have to ask you, do you know your strengths? What are your strengths? What is it that you are strong in? Do you know what your strengths are? Do you know your weak spots, blind spots, those areas of weakness that you have to focus in on to grow? Because I've grown to learn and realize from my mentors that we are only as strong as our weakest link. And so if you are just focusing in on your strength, which is great, you need to know your strength, because you can continue to build on your strengths. But you also need to identify and have the awareness, as the young people would say, be woke and know, what are those weak spots? What are my blind spots, those areas, opportunities that I have to grow, to improve, to change? Have you worked on any of those areas over this past year, over the past 11 months? What are your interests? Do you know what you're interested in? Do you know what you enjoy? One of the things that I'm interested in is that I have an adventurous heart, and I love trying new things and new adventures. You know, a few months ago, I went on a helicopter ride for the first time. Great adventure. I'm always willing to try something. I've gone bungee jumping in the past. I've done different things, and I can go on and on and on because I have that adventurous. Do you know your interests? So often, you know, we don't even know what quote-unquote makes us tick, and we get into these areas of frustration. We get into this place of being disenchanted with where our lives are, because the reality is this: we don't really know us, and we're no longer growing. We've gotten into that place where we are stagnant, we are stuck. But this is a great opportunity. It's a great opportunity now if you are willing to be aware of where you are. As I often say, we have to locate ourselves on our journey. You have to locate and know where you are. And so to grow yourself, you must know yourself, your strengths, your weaknesses, your interests, the opportunities that you have before you. What are the opportunities that you have before you? You know, one of the things that I've grown to realize to be true is that when we can see the opportunities, that gives us greater hope. And if you're feeling hopeless, it's because you're not looking beyond the moment of where you are. You're not looking at the possibilities that are available for you, the opportunities. that you have. We always have greater opportunities, and we are not aware enough to look for them, to identify them, to seek them out. And again, you must, in order to grow yourself, you have to know where you are on your journey. You have to take the time to locate yourself. Don't be like the ostrich, as I often say, that puts its head in the sand. You have to take your head out of the sand. Face where you are. Look at that man or woman in the mirror, as Michael Jackson sings, and I hear it in my mind. I'm looking at the man in the mirror. I'm looking at the woman in the mirror. Where you are is so important, because when you're able to identify where you are on your journey, it allows you to now to map out, okay, I know where I am. I've located myself. I know where I want to go. And now you have this beautiful opportunity to close the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow, where you want to be on your journey. So again, identify, recognize, what are your strengths? Build on those strengths. What are your weaknesses? Work on those areas that you are weak in. Know your interests. What am I interested in? What brings me passion? What am I passionate about? What gets me stirred up? Know your interests. Recognize the opportunities that you have before you. Where you are, locate yourself. Where you are on your journey in association with where you want to be. Where do you want to grow? Do you even know? Because that is so important for you to recognize. Again, your only limit is Y-O-U. You're holding you back. Why? Because you don't know you. And this is a time in which, in order to grow to the next level, to grow yourself, you must know yourself. So I want to give you some thoughts around identifying and finding the direction that you are in currently, where you are on this journey, who you are, and understanding that there are three kinds of people that are finding direction on their journey. You have people who don't know what they would like to do. They are, in essence, confused. You know, I remember when I was in real estate, and I knew that I was a square peg trying to fit into a round hole. I was confused. I knew I wasn't fitting in the right space. And I was on this journey feeling frustrated and confused because I didn't have much peace. I was dealing with a lot of anxiety and stress at the time because nothing seemed to be coming together, and I was confused. I was like, oh, what is my direction? Where am I supposed to be? I was clueless. I didn't know. And you may be sitting there thinking, wow, I'm one of those people, Coach Adams. I'm one of those people who don't know what I like to do. I don't have a clue. And until you take the time to discover, until you take the time to take this journey to who you are, you're going to stay in that place of confusion. You know, it's interesting. I was coaching, had a coaching session earlier today, and I was sharing with the individual that I was coaching. I said, you're in a confused place. There's confusion. You have to get out of this fog of confusion. You have to gain the clarity and the insight that you need. But in order for us to do that, we have to identify what I like to do. And many of you, some of you, this is not your issue. Therefore, you're not an individual that's confused. But there are many of you that, you know what, you don't know what you would like to do, and you are confused. Again, I can say I can relate to this. I'm not there now, but wow, I was there. I was confused. I did not know what I wanted to do, but what I did know was what I was doing wasn't working. It wasn't serving me. I knew that what I do, and I was confused because I sensed that there was more, but yet I had not yet tapped in, and therefore I was in a place of confusion, but I was fighting to find the direction that I needed, and that direction came as I continue to identify what is it that I wanted to do. Getting paid or not, what does it look like? Because the more you can focus the lens and gain the clarity that you need, have the awareness and the insight that is key. Now, when you tap into really understanding and knowing you, great insight is gleaned. It really is. And now being on the other side, I can say, wow, I get it. Then you have that person who knows what they want, but they don't do it. They're not in the process of living it out. Or as Coach Michelle Obama would say, former First Lady Michelle Obama would say, becoming. You're not becoming what it is. And therefore, guess what? You're feeling frustrated. Oh, I hate to say, I can relate to this one as well. Oh, my gosh. Yes, I can. At different stages, yes, I have felt confused. At different stages, yes, I personally have felt frustrated. And I remember when I was in property management, I was in my last position in property management, and towards the end of that journey, I was feeling frustrated. Why? Because I knew what I wanted to do, but I was not living at the full capacity of it. I was doing little bits and pieces, you know, a little bit here, a little bit there, because I was working in the corporate setting and I was doing little aspects of it. But I became frustrated because I'm like, I know what it is. And yet, I'm not really doing it. And so I was frustrated. Are you that person? You're fighting to find the direction that you need, that you are the individual that you don't know what you like to do, what you're passionate about, what fuels you. And so you're confused. Or you know, but you're not really doing it. You're not really becoming it, whatever that may look like. And therefore, you are feeling frustrated. You know, I've learned great insight around frustration from my mentors that frustration, in essence, is a barrier. Frustrated because I knew what it was, but yet I wasn't doing it. And so I was frustrated. I was like, oh my gosh, I know what it is. There was that time when I was confused and I didn't know. But I'm like, now I know and I'm still not doing it. So now I was feeling frustrated on my journey. And I realized that I was going to be frustrated as long as I was not becoming, living out, and doing what it was, what I had gained the insight and awareness around. And so if you're feeling confused, you have to first determine, what is it that I like to do and I'm passionate about that fuels me? Or if you're feeling frustrated, you need to step back and say, why am I not doing what I desire to do, what I know to do? What's holding me back? Are you letting fear get the best of you? Are you letting your insecurities get the best of you? What is it? Because until you tap in, as we're talking about the three kinds of people finding direction, until you tap in, you will feel frustrated because you're facing that barrier to your goals. You have the insight, but yet you are not in the becoming and doing of what it is. And then the other is they know what they want, and they are doing it. Oh, my gosh. I can relate to this one, too, because this is where I am and have been since I've had that awakening on my journey. And this is what I desire for each and every one of you, because when we are that individual that knows what we want and we are living it out, becoming and doing it, guess what? Life is fulfilled. I can tell you that my journey has not been, it really has not. It has not been the easiest journey. But the one thing that I can say with great passion is that I have been living a life that is so fulfilling, and I am so grateful for that. I really am. When I think about who I am continuing to become, and as I live it out and do the assignment, answering the call that I believe with great certainty God has called me to, and I continue to live that out at different levels, I am very fulfilled. I wake up every day with a clear trajectory on my journey. I know what I want, and I'm in process of closing that gap. Has not been a perfect journey, but I can at least say I'm in process on the journey. Can you say the same? You may be still looking to find direction, even when you're on the journey and feeling fulfilled. It doesn't mean that you have all of the answers, but it means that you are in process. And that's the wonderful, beautiful thing, fusion and the frustration that can get the best of us. And again, I can relate to each of those areas. I've been there, done that at different stages on my journey. But the one thing that I can say with great certainty is when you get to that place of awareness, that awakening within you. You know, I love this quote by Robert Schuller. Robert Schuller says, if you know that you could not fail, what would you do? And I want to challenge you today. If you knew you could not fail, what would you do? What would you do? If you're not doing it, then you need to tap into it and discover. Because as long as you're not doing what it is that you feel so fired up about, what you're truly passionate about, what your purpose is about, you're going to feel confused and you're going to feel frustrated. Fulfillment is waiting for you. It really is. But you have to tap into it. And so if you don't like what you are doing, and a Gallup poll would say, ooh, 95% of people don't like what they're doing. And it's interesting because as an executive consultant, I'm dealing with individuals that the reality is they don't like what they're doing. They're miserable. It's a means to an end. And as long as you're doing that means to an end, you're going to be dissatisfied. You're going to be unhappy. Now, I'm not saying that journey doesn't have with it and present challenges. Of course it does. That's the vibrancy of life. There are the ups and the downs, the peaks and the valleys, the highs and the lows. It's all a part of the journey. But when it comes to finding your passions and tapping into your purpose, you have to ask yourself the question, do you like what you are doing? I had an individual recently, I had to tell them, do you realize that you're complaining all the time? Every time I turn around, you're complaining. You're murmuring. You're complaining. What are you going to do about it? Because if a person, you know, is unhappy and yet all they're doing is murmuring, complaining, it's like, okay, you can change it. You don't have to stay where you are. So what are you going to do about it? Believe me, I ask myself in certain areas where I'm not pleased, I'm like, well, Coach Adams, girl, what are you going to do about it? You don't have to stay there. You have the power to make a shift. Remember I said in the opening, your only limit is Y-O-U. Because you have the power to make the decision to say, I want different results. Don't you realize you have the power? You are in control of your journey. You know, one of the things that my former bishop, still my bishop, but no longer the senior pastor of my church, Bishop Kenneth C. Omer, he would always say to participate in your miracle. It's an active partnership. So if you don't like the results that you're getting, then you have to step back and say, am I not putting in what I need to get what I want? As you're looking to close out this year, and if you're not liking the results that you're getting, you have to step back and say, where do I need to make a shift and adjust? You know, this is a shameless plug, and I'm putting it out there. I'm letting you know. Then you need to find a coach or a mentor that can assist you. And guess what? Hello, there's one right here on Motivational Mondays, Coach Adams. She would love to walk alongside with you on the journey. You know, I am without question committed to assisting individuals such as yourself that may be on the journey, may be struggling, may be getting some results, but struggling. Or you're this person we're talking about that's confused. Or you're the person we're talking about that's frustrated. You could be the individual that's fulfilled, but you're fighting to move to the next level. So whatever level you are at, I'm committed to assisting individuals like yourself. Those individuals that would say personally and professionally, I want to grow to the next level. The journey of life is all about growth. And if you're not growing, then you need to ask yourself, well, why am I not growing? If you're not getting greater results, you have to ask yourself, well, why am I not getting greater results? What is it that's hindering me? Last week we spoke about the law of intention. Are you not putting in with intentionality, with those deliberate steps of action that are required on your journey? As we are preparing, as I stated earlier, before we know it, we'll be saying Happy New Year again. We have about 40-ish days left in this year. These days are crucial. How will you utilize these days? Will you just shut down because of the holidays? Or will you do what you need to do to press through? Well, I would love to join in partnership with you on your journey and assist you as your personal and professional life coach. And if you join in partnership with me by the end of this month, do you have a few days to make that final decision by November the 30th, you will receive 4 months of coaching for the price of three. 4 months of coaching for the price of three so that you can have December, January, February, March, the whole first quarter of the year, and as you close out this year, to be able to get yourself in that rhythm of continuing the momentum, whatever level you're at. Break the confusion. Get out of that place of frustration and align into a place of fulfillment. Why? Because you've tapped into your purpose and you know where you are on your journey. You know, I want us to, as we wind this time down of sharing around this topic that we've been in, I want to give you some thoughts to process. Some deeply important questions that you and I have to process. What will it cost to change? Where you are today, I'm asking myself this question. What will it cost you to change? Yeah, I will say this. Hint, hint. It'll cost you everything. I know, and you may be thinking, ooh, I'm not willing to pay the price. I'm not willing to pay the cost. And if that's the case, as Shakespeare says, and I often reference, to thine own self be true. If you are not willing to pay the price, then you can't complain about where you are and the results you are getting. Think about that. If you're not willing to pay the cost to change, then you lose the right to complain. You lose the right to murmur and to say, oh, woe is me. Nobody knows the trouble I'm seeing. Because you have the ability to change. It doesn't matter where you are on your journey. If you're in that place of confusion, if you're in that place of frustration, if you're in the place of fulfillment, you can always change, level up, elevate to get greater results. And for each of us, bar is different because we're in a different place. As I shared very transparently, I could relate to being confused. I was there before I tapped into a purpose-driven life, as one would say, until I tapped into purpose. I understand. I get it. I was going against the flow of life. And boy, when I tell you, I understand how it felt. I really do. I lived it out. And that's why I am so passionate about assisting other individuals with making that connection to purpose, too. The very reason why they have been created. It's so important to me. And so, again, I would love to walk alongside with you and support you on your journey. If you would like to learn more about a one-on-one coaching partnership, you can text or call 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. If you are texting, simply text your name and one-on-one, and I'll know that you're interested in one-on-one coaching. So the deeply important question that we should process, bottom line, what will it cost to change as you evaluate what will it cost to change? And in many cases, it may cost you everything. But are you willing to sacrifice and change in order to get different results? One thing that really challenges me is when people murmur and complain, and they're not willing to do what's needful to change. If that's you, I'm not the coach for you. You're not in a place of readiness, because if you're resistant, then I can't work with you. You can be open, nervous, a little bit, you know, fear, have the fear, all of that, but you're open to the process of change. You're prepared and ready for coaching. But if you're resistant and you're not willing to do what's required to get different results, I'm not the coach for you. You're not the client for me. And you're really not ready, to be honest with you. You may not, you might be thinking, Coach Adams, I thought this was Motivational Monday. It is. But I wouldn't be a great coach if I didn't also challenge you. That motivation is great. Remember, we said motivation, it gets us going. It stimulates us. But it's the daily practices that we have in our lives, the daily habits, the daily routines. That's where change happens. That's where the rubber meets the road, as one would say. So what will it cost you? Are you willing to pay the price? And then the question is this, when will you start? Last week we talked about, and I've talked about it on other installments, we are often saying tomorrow, tomorrow, I love you tomorrow, you're only a day away. I'll start tomorrow. No, start now, tonight. What can you do tonight to just simply get tomorrow is not promised. And you may push something off for tomorrow that in essence you could have done today. So why not do it today, whatever that may be? Why not get into the rhythm today? Make an adjustment today. Commit to making a new habit today. Do something today that would support you in closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. And then evaluate, what will it look like when you get there? Do you see what it would look like to live out your dream? I want you to allow your imagination to go there. Begin to take the time to see what would it look like when you write the book and finish it. What's the cover look like? What will it look like when your movie that you wrote and produced and directed is on the big screen? What a great day when the invention that you saw on the inside, now you're being acknowledged because of this great work that has helped to ease other people's lives. What about that business? Oh my gosh, that business that finally you said, I'm going to do it. And now people are saying thank you for your services, because your walk of purpose has now given them greater hope. It has now become an answer to a circumstance, a challenge, an issue that they were pressing through. You have become the expert. Are you envisioning what it looks like? Because if you can't see and begin with the end in mind, guess what? You're not going to get there if you can't see it, if you can't even imagine it. So what do you imagine? What will it look like when you get to your final destination? Take the time. As we prepare to close out this year, imagine where you want to be over the next 40-ish days. What does that look like? get in position now for the start of your new year. I've been challenging myself, and I'm excited. I'm fired up because I'm imagining some of those things that I said I'm willing to pay the price for, what it's going to look like when I get there. I can see it, and it brings me great joy, anticipation, and excitement because I can imagine it. It's been noted that whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe, that it will also achieve. I believe that's Napoleon Hill. And so if you cannot imagine it, then there's a challenge because we can't do what we can't see. If you can't see it, you can't do it. So where do you desire to be? What is that gap that you want to close? What is that picture image of your dream? I continue on my journey because I have seen, I begin with the end in mind. I have seen the end in mind. I can see it. I'm closing the gap from where I am to where I desire to grow. I can see that, the progression of it. I can look back and say, oh, I've done this, I've done that. May not be where I want to be, the end result in what I see, but I can honestly say that I am on the journey. Remember, we said your only limit is you. So think about, evaluate, process. What are those areas in which you are holding you back? Think about that. Ooh, it is amazing how quickly time flies. And so we're going to open our lines. Would love to hear from you, our global listening audience. This is a time in our broadcast when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue if you have around today's riches that has been shared on our topic that we have in flow today, and that, of course, being your only limit is you. And so you have to evaluate, where do I go from here? How do I get out of my own way? Because if you are in your way, that means that you are not growing. It means that you are stuck. It means that you are stagnant. But we would love to hear from you, our global listening audience. Our lines are open. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Don't be scared. Don't be shy. This is a safe space. Your resident empowerment coach is in session. Dial 516-453-9374. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in order to engage with us. And again, that dial-in number is 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. What is it that we have talked about today? We've talked about a great richness around your only limit is you. And the question that was presented was, how well do you know you? Oh, I see the fur baby is excited saying, how well do you know you? Are you growing? Because we've established that growth is the only guarantee that tomorrow is going to get better. So if you want to get different results and you want tomorrow, you have to be in this constant process of growing. You know, I am one that is a firm believer that we should be lifetime learners. A lifetime learner is always growing, that you don't get comfortable where you are, but you're always stretching and challenging yourself to another level. And in order to grow, we must have the awareness needed and understand who we are. And who we are may change from moment to moment. You know, when I was growing up as a little girl, I used to love butter pecan ice cream. I still enjoy it, but my taste buds, my palate has shifted. And I have different tastes today. I'm more of an Italian ice kind of a gal. I still like my butter pecan, but if someone was still holding me to that of the past and not allowing me to grow into who I've evolved into, you would miss it because you are stuck in a place that you are no longer. And so we all should be growing and evolving. And of course, that's a simple one. I'm talking about ice cream versus Italian ice. Okay, they're in the same family, but yet different. But I'm aware enough to know that I enjoy ice cream, eat it occasionally, but I've shifted to Italian ice, and that's my business. But you have to constantly be growing and evolving and changing. You cannot allow yourself to stay stuck in those circumstances of the past. I often, when I'm talking about change, I think about the cute little parable, Who Moved My Cheese? The little story of two mice in a maze, sniff and scurry. One was afraid to take on a new adventure and journey. The other embraced it. The one that was afraid ended up dying because he was afraid to take on and try new things. He was stuck in the conditions of where he was and what was familiar. You may be sniff and scurry. You may be in the maze and have to make a decision. Will I shift to grow to the next level, or will I stay where I am and die? That's up to you to determine. And I want you to know that you can change your circumstances. You don't have to stay where you are. You really don't. You have the power, as I stated earlier, to make a shift. But you have to decide. And I can't emphasize enough that it's up to you to decide. I wish that I could make the decision for you, but I can't. And so if you want different results in your life, you have to determine a couple of things. You have to say, I'm not getting what I desire. Am I willing to make a shift? Remember, we said that willingness, am I willing to make a shift, means am I willing to pay the cost to change? Am I willing to do what's required? Sometimes the reality is no. You may say, no, I'm not in that place. And that's okay. It's your right. But be honest with yourself and don't blame others for the decision that you are making. I had a situation, I was coaching someone and they were in this place of, you know, I said, you can make a shift. And they said, well, no, because, you know, it's too much. It may be too much, but you still are in the seat and the position to shift if you decide to. And that's the key. We have to make the decision to shift. Sometimes we don't want to, and then we get into the place of blaming others and complaining when we are responsible for our journey. So I want to encourage you as we prepare to close out this year and close out this installment of Motivational Monday, don't lose focus on your goals. Just because the year is coming to a close, don't lose focus. Don't get all caught up in the holidays and stop working it now. Working your vision so you can achieve your goals and live out your dreams. Enjoy the season. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not bah humbug. That's not me. I enjoy the holidays and appreciate them. But I'm saying don't get overly consumed and now you're not still producing. That's what I'm saying. So don't miss the point. So don't lose focus on your goals, even in the midst of celebrate on the day before, the day after. But get back in the saddle and keep the momentum flowing. So again, your challenge with this thought, what are you willing to do differently to get greater results in order for you to achieve your dreams? I want you to be that individual that is in the seat of fulfillment. But in order for you to be in the seat of fulfillment, you have to be at a specific place on your journey. You cannot be the person that is confused. You cannot be the person sitting in frustration. But rather, and the person that's confused, let's be reminded, that person is confused because they simply don't know. They don't have the awareness. They're clueless of where they should be going, what the trajectory is, what the target is. Understandably so. The person that's frustrated, be reminded, they know what to do. They have the insight, but they're not doing it. And we become frustrated. Now, these are, you can get out of all of these places. Fulfillment is this, that not only do you know what you like to do, you are doing it. You are living it out, and you know what you want. And because of that, life is more fulfilled. Woo! It's amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. If you didn't ask a question today, that's okay. I understand that sometimes people get intimidated by speaking live on the airwaves. We have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum just for you. You can interact with us through social media, our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open group. All are welcome. If you're not already a member of the group, simply say, hey, I want to join the group, and you would be included. You know, we so appreciate you tuning into Motivational Mondays today with Coach Adams. I want you to know that I am here to support you on your journey. And I desire to be a part of the process in enabling you to get greater results, which is why I am here every Monday with the desire to sow into your lives on your journey, personally and professionally, so that you would be in a position to win. Working it now, W-I-N, work it now. And so I want you to know that I'm here, would love to be on your team, and I'm just a call, text, or email away. If you would like to learn more about Coach Adams, visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. Why? Because I have a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater results, and would love to partner with you. One-on-one coaching is available, group coaching, my private mastermind. We're preparing to launch our private mastermind to close out the year on the 15 invaluable laws of growth by my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell. It's a great journey. I love the richness of it, and I encourage you to the journey with us. That's all that we have time for now. This is Coach Adams signing off. I coach and you win. Thank you so much for tuning in.